That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. This week, Trump is back from his travels overseas, but the White House remains in just as much chaos as ever. Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. You.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the program again, Ed. Now, let's look at some of Trump's travels, what he's been up to over the past couple of weeks. The infamous NATO speech, where a man, Donald Trump, who as a businessman went through multiple bankruptcies, told off a lot of nations for not paying their share. It can't be winning the United States a lot of friends at the moment. What's going on?
Well, it isn't, and the climate change announcement today. Let me be the first to announce the death of a president. It happened this morning when he announced the climate change agreement is off. Now, that wouldn't have been significant if it hadn't been for his other faux pas that you just mentioned, the NATO speech, pushing the Montenegrin, the clumsiness of the whole adventure, the Israeli debacle. So the presidency doesn't exist in Europe anymore. And Macron made that very clear today, that no longer is the U.S. a player. When the U.S. isn't a player in the world, that's dangerous for the world in the first place. But in the second place, it means the president isn't a player in the world. And if he's not a player in the world, he's not a player at home. So Donald Trump's presidency is over. And guess who has the seal to the coffin? Mr. Comey. I anticipate this coming week will mean that it's really over. Donald Trump should have listened to his daughter, Ivanka, who has very good sense. Her husband's in trouble. Now he's in trouble, and a tweet will not save him.
Well, I think it is quite interesting there because Donald Trump is a man. He is currently probably the most powerful man in the entire world, but he is still just one man. Now, you call out the death of a presidency, but looking at the damage this can still cause the United States, the Paris Agreement, the relationships that are taking quite a flogging under Donald Trump, what is the long-term damage looking like at the moment?
Well, there are two things we have to look at here. One of them is, as Napoleon said, you never interrupt the enemy while he's making mistakes. The Democrats are loving this. Their polls are going way, way up. The Medicare thing is becoming scary for most Americans. They're not looking at the fact that 23 million Americans lose their Medicare in 2030, I think, or something. When they hear 23 million Americans, they think, that's me. Will lose my medical care. And the Democrats are doing the Trump thing. They're putting out a lot of false news about who's going to lose their health care and when they're going to lose it. Trump cannot quit this to death. So he's in big trouble. He hasn't passed a single piece of legislation on anything except to honor the war dead at Memorial Day. Beyond that, he's crippled. His son-in-law is under investigation. His son-in-law's being under investigation. Let's say that he skates through that. How many people remember? The only thing they remember is you were under investigation. They don't remember whether you were exonerated or what. So his son-in-law is now damaged goods. What does he have? Steve Bannon? Where's he going to turn? Who's legitimate? Tillotson is openly pro-climate change. His Secretary of Defense is openly pro-NATO. And it looks like McCain is running for president. So my goodness, could it get worse?
Actually, I love that point on John McCain because it was really, realistically, he's been sort of on and off one of the few very powerful dissenting voices in the Republican Party against Trump. About this week, he made this extraordinary speech at the United States Study Center in Sydney, essentially pleading with Australia to sustain their alliance with the US in spite of the Trump presidency. It just seems extraordinary to me that that it seems now even voices like John McCain are saying, listen, Trump isn't going to last forever. America has a great history with Australia and a great history with a great deal of these other countries, these other allies. So we're really sort of saying, well, just let's try and get through Trump together at this point in time.
That's exactly what he was saying. And he says, look, you can trust me. I'm acting like a president. So you have people who have history here. The fact that the vice president isn't stepping up, don't think we aren't thinking about things and thinking about our allies. So I would imagine that a number of people in the Senate and senior people around the United States will be going out on their own, since Trump will be going through investigations, his hands behind his back, trying to represent the United States. The Democrats couldn't have it better. Look at how they're in disarray. How can they lead the country? This almost sounds like Republicans with Obama. So they are in real disarray. There is no doubt in my mind that there is no one in the Republican Party that would want Donald Trump standing next to them if they're running for public office, for school janitor. So he is done. The question is, how will he exit? And the Democrats don't want him to exit before a year and a half from now when the elections are being held. The question is, what are we going to do next? He doesn't have the respect of the Congress. He doesn't have the respect of the American people. And he doesn't have the respect of our allies. Oh, Theresa May. She might lose her election. Or she's certainly going to lose an awful lot of her people in the parliament because she came out and said, we have to work with Donald Trump.
And looking at the situation with the Russia ties, I mean, is Putin sort of coming out at this moment? Are they going to have any sort of buyer's remorse, or have they really accomplished what they set out to accomplish and really destabilized so much of the faith in the United States' position in the world and their position within their own sort of governmental system?
Well, it looks like they have a double win here. They got their person in the White House, and now by this person destabilizing the nation, it's a double win. They didn't expect this victory. They thought maybe we get him in, and he'll act like a president, and we'll have to deal with him, and we make some deals on the side, cool things down. But wow, he is dynamite in the sense that he's destabilizing the entire nation.
And just perhaps as a final point, what is your prediction for a Trump exit? I mean, I can't really see the man himself falling on any sort of swords, and yet, as you say, the longer this struggle goes on for the Republican Party, the worse their fortunes are likely to be. So what's your prediction for an exit?
Well, I thought when he came back, the vice president would act swiftly. They call the cabinet together and get him out. They didn't do that. So the more time they take, the more he marches toward impeachment in a lame duck presidency. The Democrats couldn't have it better. The Republicans will be scared to death. I predict by July 4th, he will be officially in impeachment. And that impeachment trial will go long, as long as the Democrats can allow it to go on. And now, if he's smart, he'll resign. But he's not smart. So the Democrats are loving it. There's no doubt in my mind he could be impeached today on the basis of trying to impede a federal investigation. People in the White House are going to start falling all over themselves, giving information to the FBI. So it's really over. The question is, what date is the exit? It will be before the next election.
It's an extraordinary call, Ed. Thank you very much. Obviously, we will have a great deal to talk about as long as the United States is still standing. Do appreciate you joining us this week.
Thank you. There'll be more to say.